And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 13th of May, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Daphne du Maurier, born in London, 1907, spent most of her adult life in Cornwall, where her three most famous novels are set, Jamaica Inn, Frenchman's Creek, and Rebecca. It was on this day in 1373 the mystic Julian of Norwich received the last of her divine visions. She was 31 years old. She was a female hermit, an anchoress, lived alone, not in a community, as a nun. It was a dramatic time in England in the late 14th century. The Black Death had killed at least a third of the population. There was famine, crop failures. The Catholic Church was falling apart. England was at war with France. And Julian of Norwich decided to withdraw from society for a life of religious solitude. She became seriously ill. She was near death. And then suddenly she began experiencing visions. She had 16 visions of God, and she was healed. These visions went into her book, Revelations of Divine Love, one of the first books written by a woman in English. She wrote, "So I understood our sensuality is founded in nature, in mercy and in grace, and this foundation enables us to receive gifts which lead us to endless life. For I saw very surely that our substance is in God, and I also saw that God is in our sensuality. For God is never out of the soul, in which he will dwell blessedly without end." It was on this day in 1940 Winston Churchill gave his first speech as Prime Minister to the House of Commons. He'd taken over as Prime Minister 3 days earlier. He gave the speech in which he said, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, it is victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory, however long and hard the road may be. For without victory, there is no survival." And it was on this day in 1958 that Velcro was patented by a Swiss electrical engineer, Georges de Mestral, based on his observation of the thistly plant burdock and the spiny seeds or burrs that latch onto anything. The word Velcro combined the French word velour, meaning velvet, and crochet, meaning hook. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, Conversations After Play. "At dinner, our first night, I looked at you, your bright green eyes. In candlelight, we laughed and told the 100 stories, kissed and caressed and went to bed. Shh, shh, you said, I want to put my legs around your head. Green eyes, green eyes. At dawn, we sat with coffee and smoked another cigarette. As quietly, companionship and eros met in conversations after play. On our first day, late for the work you love, you drove away. Green eyes, green eyes." A poem by Donald Hall, Conversations After Play, from The Painted Bed, published by Houghton Mifflin Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.